year.
למי שנזו הגזר עם הרקולו שלי. וזהו עם הרחציו שלי. הרי מרקולו שלי ישוב שאין לו בפוחס משלוש החלוקים. והי מרחציו שלי ישוב שאין לו פוחס מרביע. זה נועית על שלוש החלוקים וזה נועית על רביע. This is באמס, the second din of the Mishnah. Second din of the Mishnah. So what is the second din of the Mishnah? The second din of the Mishnah is זו אימר כולו שלי וזו אימר חציו שלי. So the אימר כולו שלי gets a half. That gets, אימר כולו שלי gets three quarters. ואימר חציו שלי gets a quarter. There's a lot of chalokim on this chalek of the Mishnah. I want to go כסדר הדבורים. The first shaila, I know it's דבורים פשוטים. אבל לא מבויד אויס, and we'll see how is סדר הדבורים. The Mishnah says, Ha'imer kulo sheli gets three quarters, Ha'imer chetzio sheli gets a quarter. Why? Why? Be'etzem why? So Rashi explains, L'chura very simple. Ha'imer kulo sheli tain is the whole thing is his. Ha'imer chetzio sheli tain is a half is his. So a half goes out of the cheshbon. He's made it. So this half is not nega. This half is moida. So what is left? The second half. And the second half, they're chalkim, machlaikas. Nu, shtayim orgzim betalis, machman yachlaiku. This is the Loshon Rashi of the Mishnah. And ze achetzi hu moida loy. And on the other half, kemishpat arishoy. Kemishpat arishoy. Like before. Chatzi chatzi. So vayt, the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, like 12 lines from the bottom, the Gemara says, Mishnah Yaseira, Hosulamali, is no Chiddush in the Sefer. It's no Chai Noach. This half is Moide, the Machleg is geblieben in the second half. Hosulamali. Hello, Mishnah Yaseira, Mashman, Amagbi, Amitzir, Lechaveir, Kona Chaveir. So, so vital that the Gemara calls it Hosulamali. There's no Chiddush in here. There's no Chiddush in here. And this half, they're not fighting, out. Geblieben this half, we go half-half. And lechura yesh le'ayin. But listen carefully. Lechura yesh le'ayin. Okay, a half is moide, he gets that half. Herich. He gets this half. The other half, they have a vikuacha. So lefi Rashi, I understand. Rashi taka says it. And the first half, no machlekes. Out of the picture. We're fighting on the second half. You claim it's yours. I claim it's mine. Shitas Rashi, what you do when two people are fighting? Was tut in zwei in schlagen da auf a moment? Lefi Rashi, yachloiku. Hau arve, yachloiku. Every schlag of moment, so Rashi, yachloiku. That's what Rashi says. The rivo, every schlag of moment, yachloiku. So on this half is no schlag. On this half, kimish betarishay. Two people are schlagging. Aber lefi teisves, lechur we have to ask. And the other half, not on the half that is moide. Lama machen kol de alim gvar. We know that every time, be'etzem, b'momen amutal b'sofek, we have to do kol de alim gvar. What Tesis answered, why we didn't do kol de alim gvar, v'ayl shneyem muchzokim, is a sibe tzu machen yachloiku. Is a sibe tzu machen yachloiku. So lechure, in the second half, why we do kol de alim gvar? What we will have to answer, the same teretz. That in the second half, shteyem muchzokim, and this is the sibet tzumachin yachloiku, right? First, say the radvorim. Lefi Rashi is nothing more to explain. And this they're not fighting, and this they're fighting. When you fight, you do yachloiku, lefi Rashi. That's the mahalach lefi Rashi. When you fight, you do yachloiku. That's the tzuras advorim lefi Rashi. When there's a shayla in between two of them, you do yachloiku. Azei Rashi gizetz de gemore. But if it tastes, it's not enough. When you fight, you do yachloiku. When you fight, you do kol de'alim. If it tastes, when you fight, you do kol de'alim. But because shteyem muchzokim, you do yachloiku. So we will have to answer that shteyim muchzakim on that half. Why shteyim muchzakim on that half? So here, we have to speak it out. If the yesod, if the muchzakim is anansadi, the ma'ida tofis haidi day, the ha'ma'ida tofis haidi day, it's melachzukin shebegan veloy machzikinen. So lechure, when two people holding a talis and we see that it belongs to both of them, and on Sadi the Maida Tofis Aidi Day, the Maida Tofis Aidi Day, Achzuki Inche began Veloy Machzikinen, then on Sadi says that he has a half of the talis, and he has a half of the talis. So fakat, so give him a half and give him half. Why to give him three quarters and to give him a quarter? Well, we see in the Achzuki Inche began Veloy Machzikinen, that what we see in Achzuki Inche began Veloy Machzikinen, what we see, two people holding a talis, Mistome, everyone is not a ganav. Nusa Mistome, he has a half, and Mistome, he has a half. And both of them we say, Achzukin shebegan, v'loy machzikinen. So why to give him three quarters and to give him a quarter? Why not mask him any of them? And I'm sorry that he's not a ganev, and he's not, Achzukin shebegan, v'loy machzikinen. You know why he's holding on? Because he has a half. I have an answer. Achzukin shebegan, v'loy machzikinen. Because he has a half. You know why he's holding on? Because he has a half. Even if it's out of the parsha, but his hands are there. It's out of the parsha, but where is our hands? Once, but why I know it's his, because Mistami is not a guy if he would not put his hands on something that doesn't belong to him. He didn't put his hands on something that doesn't belong to him. He picked up his half. He's not a guy. A yid doesn't touch something that doesn't belong to him. He's not touching the other half. He's touching it because the half is his. If it's Gibbait and the Rayev, Achzuki in Shebegan Veloy Machzikinen. I'm not a Ganev. I will not touch something that doesn't belong to me. You touched it. I will answer you. You know why you're holding on to it? Because the half is yours. You know why you're holding on to it? Because the half is yours. So what if I'm Moide? I come, base him comedy. See, two people are slugging, pulling a talis. Why he's pulling a talis? Because
I'm not going to base him that half.
So don't come to base him. But, but where's the Rayev that in the other half you have a half? There's no raya in the other half. You get it because you have a raya that it's yours. Where is the raya that is yours? There's no raya. If you want to give it because he has a raya that achzuki inshu began v'loy machzikin, and you don't have a raya. You don't have a raya. Everyone only has a raya and chatzi. I think it's very glad. Pulling is achzuki inshu began v'loy machzikin. One to take is not achzukin shebegan v'leim achzukinen. Taking is achzukin shebegan v'leim achzukinen. So he took his half. No. So David Shur Kloli, let me get weiter. So this Kasha Be'etzem, Reb Shimon Gifrek, Reb Shmuel, the Baruch Tam, Nochem. So we already answered that Be'etzem, our sugi is not going mitzad achzukin, shebegan v'loy machzikinen. We're speaking mitzad muchzokus. So what else muchzokus? Sukum de Teisarosh. And Teisarosh says what you're trying to say, abelifi muchzokus. Says, and the half that he's moide, it's out of the picture. And what they're fighting, and the other half. And the other half, both of them are muchzokim. This we could say in muchzokis. And achzukin shebegan v'loy machzikinen, we can't say it. But on muchzokim we could say it. So the Teisa Rosh speaks it out very nicely. He says, and the chelik that I'm not fighting with him, he becomes a muchzik. And the other half, both of us are muchzokim. Reb Nachum explained it in Nusach Zeh. He said, the Moshul, B'mona Shlishi, the Shomer is keeping it for both. So why they're muchzokim? Why not the Shomer? Because he's holding it for them. And the half that I'm asking that is yours, so I'm holding is yours. I'm not called a muchzik on it. Even if I hold something for someone else, I'm not a muchzik. And the half that you're holding, well, you're the muchzik. Now, on the other half, to explain, we have to explain like this. When you pick a talis be'etzim, everyone becomes musak and the whole talis be'etzim. This is the way we look at it. So, no vas. And the chelik that you're a machzik, I'm bichlal not negeh. Vas gibliben in the second chelik. And the second chelik, we're muchzokim together. As I speak it out of Teisa Rosh. Till here, it's glad. So let me first be masked with the first chelik that is glad. So again, if we ask the shaila, sefer the mashmis in zoymer kula sheli v'zoymer chetzi sheli, this one gets 3/4 and this one gets a quarter. And we're asking a shaila, the Gemara says, sulam ali yisach pshite. Lefi Rashi, it's very glad. And this we're not fighting, and this we're fighting. And when we fight, we do yachloiku. And when we fight, you do yachloiku. Lefi Rashi, this is the reason. Rashi says in the Mishnah, ki mishpat arishay. Rashi doesn't have to explain nothing. And this we're not fighting, and this we're fighting. We do yachloiku, ki mishpat arishay. And my last beer. Yachloiku. Teisa Rosh knows that yachloiku you don't do stam. You have to have oichzim for yachloiku. So while you have to have oichzim for yachloiku, zog the Teisa Rosh, where's the oichzim here? Lechur was 50-50. Zog that what all of you were answering. No, while this we're not fighting, Bemela, we become muhzokim in the second half. About it, Nizas Beiri, that is not mitzad and ansari yachzuki inje, it's mitzad the muhzokus. And the get of the muhzokus is not stamped to divide the two parts of the hands. It's a muhzokus beetzim, and everything that we're holding beetzim is a siba muhzokus. When this goes out of the picture, the muhzokus blind the halb in the second chelik. About this different drochim, how to explain beetzim we're holding the two sides of the talis. How everyone becomes a half and other one, or everything is muhzok, and everything, or the we're refining, we become muhzokim. But mikol mekom, the Teisa Rosh really needed to explain it. Valis leshitosa that he doesn't learn that you stam do yachloiku. You have to have muhzokim for yachloiku. So val you have to have muhzokim for yachloiku. So Teisa Rosh has to explain. So he explains. Like all of you answered, this is out of the picture. I wanted to have it very clear. So if someone will ask you, kula sheli v'chetzi sheli. Why shlosh loy v'reva? Firashi, and this you moida, and this you fight. When you fight, you do half-half. Why? Kacha. And Firashi, every yachloiku, every machlekes, you do half-half. Shtayim mechzim betali yisahu harbe, alamo. When you do call the alim, vaderama. Here's not vaderama, like we explained, why is no vaderama here? But it's a bikuach, mach yachloiku. No one is muhzik and nothing. When two people are fighting, it's no muhzok, it's gonish. Say that. When you fight on everything, you divide half-half, this is loshen Rashi, kemishpat arishon, so Rashi, ein li ma lasbir. לפי תיס הראש, יש מה להסביר. לפי הראש, לפי תיס, יש מה להסביר. Why? We have to have יח מוחזוקים. On them, we have to answer called the alim. We have to explain that the מוחזוק is switched to the other half. Till here, it's good. Now I'm going to ask you, Eisene Kashe. I know it's a little bit tief, אבל was coming to say Eisene Kashe. Listen carefully. Listen very, very carefully. Entschuldig. הדבורים לחורת צריכים עוצום, איון עוצום. Listen carefully. We learned the whole last week, Reb Zalmendik. On Reb Zalmendik, I beg Mishkan Kashas. We learn the Shita Sarosh. Why you do Yachloiku? Because if you can't be called the Alim, you do Yachloiku. You don't need a positive reason for yes Yachloiku. You need a reason not to do called the Alim. We explain the Muhzokim is not the purpose to do Yachloiku. Why? Because maybe everyone only has little pieces. We don't know that he has 50-50, was one nusach. Or even if he has 50-50, vali tainus kula shili, we can't go lefid der tainus, the muhzokis does not have half. So, lefid der rosh, the reason for yachloiku in the Mishnah is stam. Like Rashi, misofik you do yachloiku. Just why he needs muhzokus? Because without muhzokus, the best thing would be called the alim. Aval eilunu leaniach ligzel eschaveiroi, so bemele we do yachloiku. So now I'm asking you a shayle. Kula shili v'chetzio shili. He gets 3/4 and he gets a quarter. Fregich, why you do yachloiku in the second half? When I asked why, so Rashi said, why not? Two yin shlog, mach yachloiku lefi Rashi. Two people are fighting, yachloiku, not for a reason. Aber lefi Teisus, why to do yachloiku? I have to have a reason. So Teisa Rosh teretz, shtei muhzokim. Why Teisa Rosh has to answer shtei muhzokim with that half? He's muhzok and a half a talis, he's muhzok and a half a talis. And this is moide. And the other half, what you would do? What do you do on the other half? Call the alim? You can. One of them is muhzik. You can't call the alim. We do yachloiku. Why has to explain that both the muhzokim and that chelik? He didn't learn that the muhzokim is a reason to give it to no one. The muhzokim was not a reason to give it to him. He didn't learn like ibishneim elefiteisves that I need the muhzokim for sibas ayachloiku. So Teisus will have to ask, and kula v'chetzio, why to do yachloiku in the second half? Firashi doesn't want to explain. Why not? Aber if Teisus, I need muhzokim to make yachloiku. Where is the muhzokim here? The Teretz is, it moved to this half. Aber if the Rosh, I can't do kol de alim. Lama zogin if the Vels Nusach. Everyone has epes, so you can't do kol de alim. He never hold mosakim chetzi chetzi. Everyone has epis. I can't do kol da'alim. No, so how I will do kol da'alim? Maybe the one that has a half will grab the rest, and I'm going with the one that has epis. Why I have to say that the chazokim made that now they have half in the second chelik? That if I would learn the loyker b'sazalmanen, and I will learn like the pashtas we learn amol, that the rosh and the tesis is one shita, that you have to have muchzokim for yachloiku, so the rosh has to speak out. Why to do yachloiku in kula v'reva? Why to do yachloiku in kula v'reva? Lechur kula v'chetzi, why to do yachloiku in the second half and not to do half-half? Why to do yachloiku? So if it's Rashi, I don't have to explain. If it's Tesis in the Rashi, I have to explain. Because the Muzokim chatzi-chatzi, on them will not be yachloiku. On them will be called the Alim. On them will be called the Alim. On them will be called the Alim. I have to explain why to do yachloiku. Oh, but if I'm learning now like the Rosh, that I don't need a reason to do yachloiku. I don't need a positive reason to do yachloiku. I just, if I don't do kol de'alim, misofek I do yachloiku. I can't do kol de'alim because everyone is a shtikl muhzak here. So I can't do kol de'alim. How it works? Why has to explain? Why is the whole piece of Teis HaRosh here? I can't do kol de'alim, but mele, I do yachloiku.
And
Teis HaRosh, why is the whole piece in Teis HaRosh here? Well, nothing but to explain. Kemish Pederishon, you can't do called the Alim, you do Yachloiku. Shvu the Gemara explains. Shvu is a different Zabbah. Let's speak about the Shvu. Let's speak on the Shvu. We speak on the Momenus here. Let's speak on the Shvu. I know it's a Tifa Shiloh, but Midaf Lev in the Kashe. Midaf Ashtay in the Kashe. So, Meli, you do Yachloiku Lefi Derosh. Lefi Derosh, every time when you do it, so why does the Rosh has to explain? You don't do kol de'alim because both shtei moichzim. Even if they're not chetzi chetzi in the other part, you can't do kol de'alim. So why has to explain that the chetzi chetzi? So why has to explain that the chetzi in the second half? It's nothing more to explain. Shtei moichzim betalis, shtei muchzokim, reisha sefer, both of them are muchzokim half half. It's not a reason to divide it. It's a reason not to do kol de'alim. So if they're fighting on everything, you do yachloiku on a half. If they're fighting on a half, you do yachloiku on that half. Like lefi Rashi. Bishnei melefi tesis was a reason. Bishnei melefi tesis is a reason. I need a reason to do yachloiku. Frek tesis, where is my reason? Frek tesis, where is my reason? Zot tesis harosh is a reason. Chatzi chatzi. It's a reason to do yachloiku. Rashi lemash doesn't have to explain. I don't need stuff. What are you asking? What are you trying to explain? Shvu, you know, Muchzok doesn't change the Shvu. If it's a Kash and the Shvu, it's not Teretz and the Shvu. I have to see inside now. Call the Alim. I know. So what? You do Yachloiku. Be Sofik, you do Yachloiku. He doesn't know that Muchzok is the reason not to do Yachloiku. The Rosh didn't know that Muchzok is the Sibah to give it to him.
He said, why should
we yield the gas? It's a Karkashte. So don't have to answer. I want to leave it in the kasha. If you will be said, is a way to answer it. Is a way to answer it. I think it's a way to answer it. But the Hobbit Nochabo. The din is kula shli v'chetzi shli, three quarters and a quarter. The Gemara we have to remember says it's so glad there's nothing more to explain here. Hosu lomoli. It's exactly the same as the Gemara. Nishtovus to mazbazai. The man of the Gemara says, Mishnei Seira, Zaytik HaChidushim. Remember, the Gemara of Ches, Hotsu Lomoli. So the Gemara is no Chidushim. Rashi Taki speaks it out, Kemishpat HaRishon. And this, the Moide, Avdem Zvara, the Zalbezach. If it tastes, the Zalbezach is not enough for us. Because we have a Kashe, why not to do Kol De'alim? And Sfegis, we do Kol De'alim. And we have an Anzu Muchzoki. So it's a Rosh. It switches over here. So first we spoke out how it switches up. If it's Achzokish began, if it was not so gishmak to us, we said Muchzokis. This was one piece we spoke in the beginning. Stam bepshote tov and teis harosh. That's not Achzokish began, it's Stam Muchzokis. This was the first chelik we said in Shia. Now we're saying a second chelik Shaboy. A second chelik Shaboy. Aber bishnem lefit teisit that you need Muchzokis, zokter both of them are Muchzokim. Aber lefit the rosh that you don't need Muchzokim, you only need a reason for kol de'al, not to do kol de'alim, for the nusach of the world. So why the Rosh didn't say like this? He never holds 50-50. He holds everyone holds a little bit. So the reason not to do Kol De'alim. But it's not a reason for Yachloiku. The Rosh will feed that Nusach. So everyone has a little bit. You can't just say Kol De'alim and finish. Amelia, you have to do Yachloiku. And Teisa Rosh comes and says a ganze nusach. When you read this Teisa Rosh, it's kimat mashma that he holds that you have to have muhzokim, a positive reason for yachloiku. It's like, on Rebbe Sazalman, it's good. The Rosh and the Teisa is one shita, the alt is good. But after we know Rebbe Sazalman is emes, and we boit it very stark that this is the pshat in the Rosh, that you don't need the oichzim for the simas yachloiku, pitam kum this Teisa Rosh. And Teisa Rosh says, you know why yachloiku here? Both of them are muhzokim. Why you need it? Why you need it? Also in my own good, we can answer in this. That is one thing. A second order here, before we go weiter to the Tesfus, and this Gemara, frag the Beis Halevi Akashe. We know, Tesfus was magdim, that you only do Yachloiku if Achaluka Yechol Eli SMS. If Achaluka Aina Yechol Eli SMS, you do Yemunach, or you do Kol Dealim, but you don't do yachloik if a chaluka ain't yachol eli esemes. And Taisa says, Mona Shlishi, ain't yachol eli esemes, so it's not yachloiku. Shtaim oiz and mishtar, a chaluka yachol eli esemes. Frek de besalevi, bishleim in the first case, shtaim oiz and betalis, zog de gmor in amud beis, that it could be a chaluka yachol eli esemes, because they picked it up together. Aber bekulo sheli, vechetzio sheli, and you give this one 3/4 and this a quarter, how is a chaluki yechol eli esemes? How is a chaluki yechol eli esemes? If they picked it up together, it's 50-50. If one of them picked it up, it's everything. It's not tzad, 3/4 and a quarter. Doch is vada in a chaluki yechol eli esemes. Well, they pick up in the karkashte. Azay frek de besalevi. The Besalevi answers, Be'etzim was quoting to the Besalevi, the Teisarosh. Teisarosh asked this question on Mudbeis, and Beis on Mudbeis. The Gemara said that Masnissin deloike bananas. The banana says, you can't make two people to make a shvua, that for sure one of them is a liar. The Gemara will chenviri balabais, that two of them will do a shvua, and one is a liar, so can he say? So the Gemara here also, he says chetzi, one of them is a liar. So the Gemara, no, could be, they picked it up together. For sure one of them is a liar. He says he has 3/4, he says he has a quarter. I mean, one of them is for sure a liar. Even if they pick it up together, it's 50-50. Zog Teisarosh, could be b'shas they picked it up, the Gemara says in Daf Zayin, that if you have something, the Gemara says, speaking about oichzim b'karkashte, the honing in the edges. But if it's toifes tachas yodoi, he puts his hands on it completely. So zen noiter al mokim shiyodim agas, zen noiter al mokim shiyodim agas, v'ashar choilkim. Meila zog the teisarosh could be b'shas ta'agbo in the first minute. He had his hands on 3/4, and he had his hands on a quarter, and then it slipped over to the karkashte. For sure, they didn't realize exactly. But as yachol yodar it's emes. Meila it's not called a shvu ashov. Meila it's called chaluki yachol li esemes. One third of the Teisarosh. Ina mizog Teisarosh. Ina mizog Teisarosh. Could be he sold it to him after it. Okay, this only goes if the shit is that Yochol Eli SMS doesn't have to be Lefita Anisayim. Like Teisvus. Yochol Eli SMS doesn't have to be Lefita Anisayim. Like Beshtal. He says, I paid. He didn't say we didn't pay. We say, maybe you paid a half. With Rashi and the Rivot that you have to have Yochol Eli SMS Lefita Anisayim, we have to stick on to the first talents. So very glad. So we had a kasha, where is Yechol Eli SMS and Kula Sheli and Chetzia Sheli? 3/4 and a quarter, and we have two answers. Odo B'shas Da'agboe, it was in his hands 3/4 and in his hand a quarter. Or, he sold it after it. So, oh, the second talent was not enough, no gas with Rashi. So could be B'shas Da'agboe, he picked up 3/4 and he picked up a quarter. A very shiny talent. Salevi, and he was Mechavan to Divrei HaRishonim. This is the second chelek. So I want to be moisif your eyes suffer. But I heard from a Talmud Chochem. If you mask him, I'll tell you who is the Talmud Chochem. Why does the Sarosh wait to Beis Amud Beis to speak about it? And only the Besalevi frekta. Only the Besalevi speaks about it. Why only the Besalevi speaks about it? Why does the Sarosh didn't speak about it here? Why does the Sarosh didn't speak about it here? And I want to explain, it's not a Zaytik Ezach. So all of the Rishonim, Teisvis, and every one of the Rishonim, when they said Yachloiku B'dahu Arbe, they went through to explain every case how it's Chaluki Yechol Eli Esemes. We didn't learn Dav Zayin, but they tell you about Dav Zayin. You didn't learn Dav Gimel, but they tell you about Dav Gimel. Let them tell us about Dav Beis. It's a Kushi Atzumo. That's not a mess. Why this Arosh doesn't speak it out? Taisus goes and tells you, you learned of Zayin Shtach, Eich Dicholi Es Emes. You learned on the Shlishi, Ken Zayin Emes. I'm learning the Mishnah, tell me, what's game with Yocholi Es Emes? You see, Taisus Arosh, er frek de kashe in Sof in Beis Amud Beis. And Azok, Tzvei Terutzim, Besalevi, Besalevi, frek dos. Why only Besalevi? Heore. Zog Yenim Talmid Chochem Azater. Zog Yenim Talmid Chochem Azater. Zokter Azeh. That here he's chalik on the kasha. B'salevi asked it. Luli b'salevi, it's a toast. You're not allowed to ask such a kasha. It's not a kasha. It's bichlal nishkan kasha. It's a rosh asked in Beis Amud Beis is something else. It's bichlal nishkan kasha. He says what? This talis, both of them are oichzim. So what we assume is somehow they picked it up together. Right? If they picked it up together, so he deserves a half and he deserves a half. So first we'll take the half that they're fighting on. So everyone has a half in that half? If everyone has a half in the whole talis, so in every half, everyone has a half. So Achaluki Yechol is Emes in this half? Yeah. Then he goes and he gives them a das baldin and does a half? It's a steal to Achaluki Yechol is Emes? Our psak is Achaluki Yechol is Emes. Now we divide the talis to two. And Achaluki doesn't want to fight and he gives it to him? Das nicht kein steal, it's Achaluki Yechol is Emes. I'm fighting with you on a talis. Now, loch is half-half. So we start. Okay, first, love is not going to talis comes with, like, you know, zips. It's like all different pieces. We take one piece. We divide it to two, yes. Now, that's the part, you know, I don't want to fight with you. So now the chalukah stops to be emes on the first fight? And the talis is a chalukah yecholil yes emes. We divide it to two? Grad and a half I'm moide? But because I'm moide, I'm spooling the chalukah yecholil yes emes? I'm saying the chalukah yecholil yes emes is the psak is the talis is yachloiku, and a half is mine. In Amud Beis, when the Teis HaRosh is asking on bananas that people are making shvu that is sheker it is. He'll say 3/4 and a quarter. Alolu b'ayin adei shvu sheker. Yeah, what's it does, Baldi? Not this is his. Chaluk yechol is emes. The psak and the talis is yachloik. The psak, grad of this is moide. He also said that he's mesupik if he could say it against the Besalevi, but he says that he thinks. And I'm saying, I think if we think, I'm asking, it's very mechudeshdik, but as mitrach trach gut, he's not muchach 100%, but he thinks a machshove that is a sibah that Teis HaRosh nish gifrek. Besalevi gifrek. Salevi learned like all of you, this is clear. The Besalevi gishtel the kashe. Besalevi gishtel the kashe. But Teis HaRosh nish gifrek. So, I'm asking, this is a dvorim ashtikel amukim, but lo mehebzach on the tesvis. Kum tesis and beetzem, this is beetzem the part of the sugya that I've heard someone learn. Tesis stells the kasha that all of the rishonim ask the kasha, all of the rishonim stell the kasha, everyone says the andere teretz, and beetzem kimat all the yesoides from migu are geboit in this first chelik of tesis. So I want to start keseder advorim to be maimid that we could boit mesuda. Zen noit revi avim toy marienem and the chetzge shaloi migu di boi amar kula shali. Kedem amar begemora, I'm migu gufa lefatri mishvue. Elam mishum da'aru mekomari. Umeforesh rivom de migu lahoitzi lo yamrinan. De bechetzi ha'sheini muchzak ze kmo yze. Salom again pa'melach. Teisus is telling a kasha, kula sheli v'chetzio sheli, why he gets 3/4 and he gets a quarter, believe the chetzio. Migu, that he would say kula sheli and he would get a half. So now believe him in his tiny b'migu. When Abdem zog de rivom, migu lahoitzi lo yamrinan. Zog de nachlas David, Be'etzem, it's a migu kichol migu shebeteir. The Shita Mikubetzah speaks it out more ba'archove. It's a migu. Teisa is telling a kasha is a migu. See, there's a lot of tirutzim in the Rishonim. Yeder reina is a gang. Yeder reina is a gang. But the kasha is toch a migu. It's toch a migu. Teisa goes and brings a raya that the Gemara also says such a migu. The Gemara wanted to patter him b'shvua b'migu. It's not interesting. Taze brings out the Gemara wanted that the Rebbe would not have to make a shvur, because he could have said kula shali. Be'etzem samot ne Gemara. Every migu you say like this: give me a half, because if I would say kula, I would get a half. So now when I say chetzi, I believe it that I'm saying the truth that chetzi is mine. Because if I'm a liar, I would say kula, and then what if I would say kula? I would also get a half. So believe me that when I'm saying a half is mine, because I have a different way to get it. When the Gemara wants to say a migu that he'll be potum mishvu at samot nezach, the Gemara wants to give him a quarter, migu that he could have said kula. If he would say kula, he would need a shvu and the whole thing. Oh, but look, he's such honest. Why is such a? He's not taking kula, so now believe him in a quarter. But be kula, he would need a shvu also and the reva. So it's not a right that he's not a liar. It's an interesting migu. They will have to go back to that migu. It's a shtickle modern migu. Evident migu is, with the other time I could win it. Exactly what I could win in this time, give me in this time. If I would say kula, I would get a half. So give me now a half, bechetzio. I'm saying chetzio, he says kula, give me chetzio, but migu that I could have said kula and get chetzio. The Gemara says, when he says reva, chetzio, give him reva without a shvur, because he's such an honest person, that if he were a liar, he would say kula with a shvur. But Teis brings a tzushta. But zog the Nachlas David, before we start the Teis, why Teis B'chaz has to bring rise that we say migu? We know Kol HaShas is full with migus. Why Teis is starting with a migu? Teis says, say migu, chetz, all the Rishonim has the kasha. Say chetz, kula shili v'chetz shili, give the chetz a half. Migu that he could have said kula and he would get the half, so give him now the half, but Teis chetz. Teis brings a raya. You have to have a raya? Zog the Nachlas David. Because Be'etzem, the Ran, and the Nemuki Yosef, all of them answer that it's not a kasha bichlal. It's a migu de'oza. Why it's a migu de'oza? The Rishonim spoke out, couple of cheshbonis, why it's called migu de'oza. One cheshbon, the Rishonim say it's called migu de'oza, why? He prefers to say chetz yashili. Sounds much better. The other person is also holding on. I say chetzi, you say chetzi. Sounds much more emes. I'll say kula shili. Everyone will ask why the other person is holding on to it. It looks much more straight. Chetzi of a chetzi. Another reason, zog the Rishonim, the Ran and Muki Yosef. If I say chetzi and you leave me migu, so what happens? I go home, everyone says I said the emes. If I said kula and I got a half, everyone says that I'm a liar. I said kula, I got a half. So I will look much better if I'll say chetzio. If I say kula and I get chetzi, I look like a liar. If I say chetzio and I get chetzi, I look like I'm saying the truth. It looks like I'm saying the truth. So I prefer to say chetzio. I prefer to say chetzio and to get a half from the saying kulo and not to get it. No. Believe me. But I'm trying. So two svaras the Rishonim say. One svar is, it's lesser oza to say chetzio from to say kulo. Though, maybe I'm doing a shtickle as a. So, we'll start with the first part. It's a migu de'oza. It sounds much better to say chetzi than to say kula. Sounds much better. This is the chidush haran here. Chidush haran brings Teisus kasha. It sounds much better to say chetzi from kula. Zog de Nachlas David. This is the reason Teisus said, nein, chava gemore that it's called a migu. Don't tell me that it's not a migu here. The gemore calls it a migu. The gemore doesn't say that it's called a'oza. Don't tell me it's a'oza. Don't tell me it's a oze. Chabak Gemara, that is nishkin a oze. Gemara says, a cheshbin, a rumik omarim, but on them, shayt the Gemara, that is not a oze. So we'll say, we'll start with Iran. Because though it mixes all the svaras, will you divide user? I think the shittim mikubetz is used to clap in Iran. The Iran says, this kasha doesn't start, why? Migu da oze, he prefers to say chetzi, it's not that the Gemara calls it, amigo. So, again. No, fuck out. It's a ride, it's not a oze. Fakert. Pattern for Shvur is more, we'll see. Punkt Fakert. The pattern for Shvur, you need more rayas. We know, it's not Shittas Rishonim Lahaloch, Migu Lafturim Shvur Elei Amrina. We pass in Migu Amrina. Migu Lafturim Shvur, it's a machlekes. The pattern for Shvur, you really have to have a name on us. Because the whole reason is the Shvur. So this is one, the one mahalach. So migud ha'oza is a place of chabaraya that migud ha'oza lo yamrina. Chabaraya that migud ha'oza, that does not call migud ha'oza zoktesvus. It's more tirutzim in the Rishonim, and we'll see later, Nachlas Dovid says that kimat all of the tirutzim from the Rishonim, Tesis tried to shlug from this raya. But mikol makom, it's meduyek in Tesis. I'm the first one that will have the Amonas Advarim. Tesis coming to ask a kasha from a migu. He knows that there's ways in the Rishonim to say that it's not considered a migu. It's not called a migu. So Tesis chob a gemara that this is called a migu. We'll have to answer. Well, the Rishonim will answer. But chob a gemara that it's called a migu. As in Nachlas Dovid says, stam bepshat etove. So the vow we said the Mahalach of the Ran that it's migu de'oze, and Tesis shlugs that chelik if the migu de'oze. Tesis shlugs that chelik if the migu de'oze. And for Tesis, v'yishloimar oimerivo the migu loitzi loyamrinen. The bechetzi hasheni muchzak zek moize. So the Rishon Yisoy, migu loitzi loyamrinen. The pashtus what he means. He mamash like Tesis rosh. In the second half, yeder ein is a muchzak and a half. And it's considered that migul ha'itzi. These are the words of Tesis lechure. Shebechetzi ha'sheini muchzak zek moize. What he means in pashtus? That the second half it's half half, and bevele amoitzi from that. Not so gishmak, but the val. Olam olam bepashtus. Shebechetzi ha'sheini now it's half half. If bechetzi ha'sheini it's not half half, so it's not a migul ha'itzi. And that half I'm the only one that is muchzak. Shebechetzi ha'sheini it's half half, and bevele it's a migul ha'itzi. These are the words of Tesis. The Ramban, we have to know, and the Rashbo, be'etzem have a big shaylef migul ha'itzi lo yamrinen or not. So I want first to be maimed the dvorim. We have to know, in Shas, the Moshe, the Rashbo be'basel amet beis, when he brings down the machlekes of migul ha'itzi yamrinen or not, is no moker lehedya that migul ha'itzi lo yamrinen. The moker in Shas is the Rivo and the Sligi from our Mishnah. The Rivo was mechadesh here, the Yesoid, if migul ha'itzi lo yamrinen. And it's called migul ha'itzi. The one that's called migul ha'itzi. The Ramban shlugs. He holds migul ha'itzi amrina. I, the kasha from Tesis, said there's a list of different terutzim in the Rishonim that we'll have to go duch. So we have a machlekes Rishonim. The Rivon is mechadesh here, migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. The Ramban, Bayos Ktzat and Bobi Basra, holds migul ha'itzi amrina. A lot of Rishonim hold migul ha'itzi amrina. We have the Rivom's kasha. We'll have to answer different types of the Rivom's kasha. But that's the answer. We have a kasha about Amigudo. So Rishonim have different terutzim. We'll have to go through all the terutzim of the Rishonim bli neida. Zog the Rivom b'chol ha'teres migul ha'itzi lo yamrina. What is the machlekes of migul ha'itzi yamrina or not? Be'ashkof ha'rishoino, what is the shalef migul ha'itzi yamrina or not? We know lo'itzi moment, you have to have raya brura. The Rivom holds, Migu is not a starke Reihe. The Ramban will learn, Migu is a starke Reihe. This is, I'm saying, Advarim HaPshutim. The Rivom learns, it's not a genug Reihe. The Ramban learns, it's not a genug Reihe. It's interesting that it's starke Reihe. We have to have Eidim Alamol. It's interesting, but Razay will hold the Ramban. Anna zog, Chatayne, Biru, I will not get a Reihe to them. But the Advarim HaPshutim is that we have a Machlekes Rishonim, Migu lo yitzi yamrinen, or Migu lo yitzi lo yamrinen. I want to explain. The Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ran, they were masking with Tesis that it's called the Migul Ha'itzi. They should say, Migul Ha'itzi Amrinen. To mechadet the dvorim to you, I'll just make it to be chad because it's late. The Moshe, Tesis Reed brings down this teretz. He says, V'tosu, Sinishkin Migul Ha'itzi. I'm holding the talis. Says Migul Ha'achzik. Sinishkin Migul Ha'itzi. As I said to Tesis Reed. It's not a migul ha'itzi, it's a migul ha'achzi. Someone says, all of the Rishonim were masking with the Rivom. Tesis Reed is the only one that is not masking. We have to know what is the Vikuach. The Ramban, Ran, they're just saying, migul ha'itzi amrinen. As a Vikuach, if migul ha'itzi amrinen, migul ha'itzi lo amrinen. All of them were mekabel the lomdus of the suge that is considered a migul ha'itzi. Tesis Reed says, he brings down, v'yesh metarzim, she's a lawyer. She's migul ha'itzi. The toast to be yodah. What is lo'itzi? Sharizeh muhzek moize. Sharizeh muhzek moize. Medavisin genoi vos in the machlekes though. Why Tesis calls it migul ha'itzi and Tesis Reed doesn't call it migul ha'itzi. But I want to say this is the second part. The first part is we have a machlekes rishonim. If I'm rinen migul ha'itzi, oy lo yamrinen. Dainu. All of the rishonim agree. To the system that the Mahalach of Tesis here, that the Muchzokim is considered Lo'itzi, I'm not exactly Genoi, Aber Teis ist auch Migloitzi, lo Yamrinan. Der Rishani war Migloitzi, Yamrinan. Teis ist Ritzat in Schuldig, sie nicht Gloitzi. Sie leharzig. Das ist Hashem tomorrow, we'll go in all Rishani in der Brion. Das ist Hashem. Last night.